Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke.
Smoke. I don't know if we're doing that still.
You can do smoke. I don't know if I'm doing that still. I'm Illuminati, and I'm surrounded by two distinguished gentlemen, the smoker and the drinker.
What up? It's your boy Idol.
Yo, it's your boy Thaddeus, a.k.a. No More AKAs.
No More AKAs. A.k.a.
Google me, baby. How y'all doing? This is episode, what are we, episode 142. I lied and told you 143.
Oh, well.
So I had to double check. I think we're episode 142. Like, I had to double check the Instagrams. And we are... Episode, come on now. Yeah, this is episode 142. We're still there. Idol's always living in the future, so.
Exactly.
He's always like one step ahead of everybody else. So he's on episode 143. So he's already talked about UFPs, which I think is like a horrible name for it. We need to stick with UFOs.
It's UAPs.
Oh, UAPs. Yeah. But that's what we're talking about today is UAPs.
Well, we just before get into there, it like that.
Nah, I'm not going to. We're going to. How was y'all weeks? Let's have some banter.
Bantery banter.
Yo, my week was good. I saw Idol's Brooklyn Nets, you know, it's a pure, the superior African king. Antetekekekapunkekapunkekapumpo.
Is that his name?
No.
Okay. Antetekekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunkekapunk
literally looks like a fucking semicircle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
But the only thing is, though, is that I still think that you're wrong, man, because KD is a foundational black American, man. You should be... I don't see why you're differentiating them so hard.
Yo, they're different animals. Hey, KD's a little bitch.
Animals?
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about.
Come on, why are you getting off? I call him a little bitch.
Yeah. You're acting like a little bitch right now.
Bitch.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I get exactly what you mean.
What? One's an alpha lion. The other one's a female dog. They're different animals.
Not at all. KD is... Are you trying to say right now that Teddy Cooper is better than KD? Because that's sacrilegious.
Fuck, all right. But their mentality... You know what I love Antetokounmpo is like... In the offseason, he doesn't want to practice with other players and like be all buddy and buddy with them. Like... When it comes to, like, taking responsibility, like, he'll be the first one to be like, nah, I didn't do my... Like, he's just kind of reminds me of, like, a 90s-type player that just was, I just want to play ball and win. I don't want to be friends with nobody. And Durant's like, oh, those niggas beat me. I want to go join them. They can make me better. I can win with those niggas. I can't win. Oh, someone made fun of me. I'm going to put a burner account and, like, go back on Twitter with people and pretend to be somebody else. And, like, he's just not, you know.
Yeah, but skill wise, KD still kills Antetokounmpo.
They're not even close. Like they're not like
okay.
Antetokounmpo doesn't even have like the.
At the end of the day, all that hand waving really led to he's still way doper.
On the court, yeah.
I don't think you should be separating them. I think you should be voting for all your black brothers.
No, you know what?
Did we just celebrate Juneteenth?
Yeah, but you know, Antetokounmpo, he's a king, not a slave. You know.
Oh wow!
Wow!
Okay. You're not kidding at all.
I'm just joking.
You're not
kidding
at all. I'm just joking.
But if we would have said something like African booty scratcher, then it would have been a whole thing.
Well, if you were to say African booty eater, then yeah, I understand where you're coming from. But
yeah, of course relate. You would.
That's your moniker. You'd be like, you relate, yeah, nigga. Finger looking good. I can relate. Nam nam, pinkies up.
Mr. Good Stuff put the shh, and then he said, "Let's go." So I just want to give a shout out to Mr. Good Stuff.
Mr. Good Stuff.
But yo, no, other than that.
We had good patties this weekend.
Whether it looks like it's going to be dope this week, hot as fuck.
Yeah. But I am sad that my Brooklyn Nets lost. I just want to say in response to the haterade, you know what I mean?
Did they lose the one game or are they out of the playoffs?
They're out.
No, they're done now.
So who's still in the playoffs? Any super teams still in there?
Nope.
Actually,
it's unprecedented right now. It's like the most oddest, like who the fuck's going to win this shit? I don't know. It makes it kind of exciting though.
What teams are left?
You know what's crazy? Milwaukee's the only team that's at like full strength.
It's Milwaukee versus Atlanta. And then Clippers versus Suns.
Clippers, I think it's gonna be
Don't say Clippers because Kawhi's hurt.
It's gonna be the Hawks and the Suns. Cause I was looking at some highlights and I heard that the Hawks were like they were doing their fucking thing. Like they came back from like ridiculous deficits in one game and just fucking blew motherfuckers out.
But the Hawks just don't have like they just have no I mean other than Lou Williams, they just have no veterans, no star power. There's just it's just who's a bunch
I still think Trae Young could get hot.
Oh yeah, Trae Young is a superstar, but he's like what, 3 years in the league? Like he's young. Yeah. Like
so the Hawks are playing the Bucks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's leading the series?
No, the
first game's Wednesday.
The first game's Wednesday. Okay. See, that's when I might start watching basketball now. We're in like the final four, quote unquote.
Yeah, now we're in the final four, so
it's dope.
It's dope.
Some high level shit. How about you? How was your weekend? Or was that you who answered? Who answered that?
That was Thaddy that answered, but I did the same thing that he did. So instead of being like all cheering for certain players, I'm crushed. My team crushed.
So who are you rooting for now that the Nets are out?
Probably the Suns, man. I like Booker.
Yeah?
I like Booker. I don't know if he'll win it, but that's who, if I had to pick someone right now, that'd probably be him.
Is that little Canadian white boy, he's the coach of the Suns now, isn't he?
Nash?
He was coach of Brooklyn.
He was Nets.
Nash was the coach of the Nets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay, that's cool.
Little Canadian white boy.
The little Canadian white boy. Like at the end of the day, you know who I'm talking about.
Hey, he's like 6'4", which isn't really that little. I guess NBA that's little.
NBA wise, yeah. I mean he's taller than me, but I mean
he did win like two MVPs.
Yeah, I'm not saying little as far as like talent. Like Nash is a legend. Steve Nash is a fucking legend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, you knew exactly who the fuck I was talking about when I said little Canadian white boy and pertaining to basketball.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about bench rider. I'm talking about Steve Nash. Motherfucker was a... And he played his motherfucking ass off. But he played for the Suns, no? Yeah, he played for Phoenix.
Yeah, he did play for Phoenix for a bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was halfway there. But, yeah. My weekend was dope.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Will. How was your weekend?
No, it's good. I'm the one who interrupted myself. No, it was dope. Other than the Father's Day stuff, we had a barbecue at Sangrail's house for Terra Twins, which is all right. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Good Stuff. Shout out to Mr. Good Stuff. I know he's watching your stream. Man's made patties like he was bred from Jamaica. These things were fucking amazing.
Good Stuff?
Good Stuff. He made these patties. They were fucking dope.
James, Daddy, did you like the patties?
He was there. I didn't get none.
Oh, you weren't there?
I don't know. I didn't get the invite.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
No.
Yeah. Sounds like the whole fam was there, though.
Yeah. It seems like I'm not the only person that doesn't put out invites. But
Idol does shit on Saturdays, so I know not to invite him anywhere on Saturdays.
You can use that as an excuse.
That's not an excuse. It's the truth.
All right.
So why are you not getting right?
Isn't your Saturdays like extra booked up now? I remember you saying this when I was thinking about redoing the show. You're like, nah, my Saturdays is like extra booked now. I can't do shit on Saturdays with the move of the store.
Well, yeah, but I said after. Like, well, we'll see. Because I said after. I said before.
Right.
But after the move, I said, we'll see what's up. I don't know how the schedule. Who the fuck am I? I don't know how the schedule is gonna like shake out after all this.
Like right now during the move, if you're doing stuff on Saturdays, absolutely. That's, no one could come to the thing.
We figured out Idol's MO. He doesn't want to come. He just wants the invite. He has no intentions of going. That's actually not true.
He just wants the invite. Yes, it is. I resent that.
You've told me that you were not going to come even if I invited you.
That's one time. That's not representative of the whole fucking culture.
That's brazen.
The whole culture of Idol?
That's one time. I don't know. Shit.
But I mean, if one time you're like, I just want to invite, it's like, we kind of feel like that's a general statement towards all.
Okay.
All gatherings. You just want the invite to the gathering. So, you know, I didn't invite y'all because it wasn't my place to invite people, number one. So I do apologize for not.
Oh, it's all good. I just thought you were the Terra Twins thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't at the Terra Twins. It wasn't the Terra Twins barbecue.
That's how you described it.
Sangrel had a barbecue during the Terra Twins. We did it on Saturday, and Saturday's the Terra Twins.
That's an important distinction.
So we went there and ate, and then we fucking DJ'd.
Nice.
Oh, so it was like a whole like live outdoor event. Like
no. It was six people in the garage watching a TV while three people were in the basement DJing. I mean,
Mr. Good Stuff said, I did kill those patties, though, and then he put plenty of salt emojis, meaning to me that they were probably seasoned impeccably, tasted amazing. And
I could tell y'all more about the food y'all miss. I mean, there's baked beans, macaroni and cheese, pulled poke. There was no artisan pizza, so I don't even know if that would have been.
Well, then fuck, man. How you trying to make us feel bad when there was no artisan shit?
No artisan shit. No artisan pizza. So, I mean, and it was like regular everyday alcohol. So, I mean,
yes, I know it's artesian. I just got to say.
Why you say, you know, when it comes to food, Idol's just as bougie as I am.
I am not bougie at all, man. I mean, like blade steaks and fucking macaroni and hot dogs and shit, nigga.
Yo, those gas prices.
You told me about how you used to grab that. You don't even order that freshy stuff because now you've mastered all the recipes and you can make your own shit at home.
That's right.
And even when I said I was making pizzas at home, you interjected to make sure, are you using a pizza stone? And I had to be like, yeah, so don't act like you don't know what's going on in the kitchen.
Nah, I do. I like good food, obviously. So, yeah, I can't lie.
So, we've established that Idol is, even though he claims not to be, bougie when it comes to the culinary arts. And Daddy, even though he claims not to be, eats ass. So now that we have that.
Yes.
Now that we have
that. You know that what? I will accept that concession for the next one.
You got to own your truth. I saw that on Dr. Phil. You have to own
it. Okay, the truth is that.
Always tries to do that pause shit.
You know like, what he almost bike, got the, that time?
I can see the bubbles in your rosé fucking floating to the top, bro.
we can see your fucking dom oxidizing still. Why are you ruining the taste for a joke, nigga?
Is that even the term? Is that what it does? I thought it was carbonation. I didn't know it was oxygen. Yo, somebody hit the... Hold on a second. Let me just look this shit up to see if it's right.
No, I think that's what it does, man. Okay. I think wine is what oxidizes.
No, even if you're wrong, don't correct that. That was perfect.
Hold on a second. Y'all keep talking. I got to blow my motherfucking nose and shit.
Gross. So yeah,
it's fucking hot.
Holy, this
nigga really had to blow his nose.
It must have been like snot dripping.
Oh shit!
So, what else, man? Did you do a lot of research on this? I'm excited, man. I was reading up some of the stuff. I know we're gonna get into it.
Yeah, you know, I did a bit. I tried. You know, I was kind of 50-50. I didn't know where to go with it because I was like, do I just go down the rabbit hole and like research everything, or do I just kind of stick to the article that I initially came across? I try to watch a couple of videos about the same kind people of... and like the same narrative.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm just going to read like a quick, like, I think it might take like 3 or 4 minutes paraphrasing of that article.
Yeah, that's all good.
We'll just kick off the discussion from there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had a couple.
Because some of the topics I feel like we'll have like a good deep discussion about circumstances, right? Like the one that I did last week, it was just info. There was nothing really to debate. Like the shit happened and how it happened. You know what I mean? Whereas with this one, there's much more question. You know what I mean? Which is why it should be interesting. But
and like if I just like just said, do you believe in aliens? Then it's kind of like, well, then it's like.
But that is still. I still think that should be a sub question of this.
No, it is, but we can always kind of just tie it back towards this kind of like, okay, there's like some professional pilots that don't have really an agenda.
Yeah.
That have a, you know, an unbiased kind of, I don't know, perspective is not even the right word, but like, you know what I mean? Like somebody saw something that has no reason to lie. Do we believe it? I think that's kind of like the underlying question for me.
Yeah. Holy.
Jesus.
I'm here. Keep going.
No, we were just talking about the topic in general and stuff like that, so.
So, like, so you did some deep diving on it, I saw it, and you have the link up there, and I remember you saying that you're going to, you're just going to paraphrase what you found, and we're going to have that discussion on it. So, yeah, let's hit it.
Two U.S. Navy fighter pilots say they were investigating a sensor anomaly off the coast of San Diego in 2004.
Wait, someone lives in the hood.
Oh, I live downtown. I gotta close the window, so it'll be quieter
with the window open.
It'll be quieter, but
because it's probably super hot. But if you just want to wait till it passes, sweat. Yeah. If you want to wait till it passes, because you weren't deep yet. That's why I was just like, they shoot
hot my ass. If you gotta sweat it, we gotta sweat it out. You gotta sweat it out, bro.
Yeah, because then you know it's crazy. I don't know what it is about like this specific building. It's like kind of like at the bottom of a hill. So, like, sound and wind just gets, like, trapped here. So, like, you'll be outside and you hear, like, a siren. It sounds, like, normal. You get inside my place, it just sounds like it's amplified crazy. Like, sounds just get trapped in here. So, I'll close the window.
I love how Idol says that somebody lives in the hood. Nigga, that's you. You somebody.
Yeah, like, but it wasn't me. So, I was like, do you.
That instance, I do.
And so, it could have been you. That's my point. Somebody lives in the hood.
I'm in the room with the door closed, sweating my balls off.
Same here.
You know?
Yo.
That's what we're doing. All right, so we're talking about, so the topic, our topic today is UAPs, are they called now? What are they called?
So basically the topic is U.S. fighter pilots that have seen some unidentified flying phenomena is what
the aerial phenomenon.
Aerial phenomena. Thank you.
Yeah, UAPs. I hate UAP. Just stick with UFO. I mean, that's what we grew up on.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically I don't know, but that's just the government term that they've been using. So yeah, I basically came across this article that kind of was, you know, highlighting these pilots and, you know, they were kind of just sharing their stories. So I thought we would look at this and have a good discussion. So I'll just read this off real quick.
Yeah.
So two U.S. Navy fighter pilots say they were investigating a sensor anomaly off the coast of San Diego in 2004 when they saw something they couldn't explain. A churning patch of white water on the ocean surface and a tic-tac-looking object that appeared to be hovering without propulsion. It was unidentified, and that's why it was so unsettling to us, added Lieutenant Commander Alex Dietrich, who was piloting a separate fighter at the time. I felt the vulnerability of not having anything to defend ourselves, and then I felt confused when it disappeared. So I was wondering, like, what made them kind of feel like they were, like, he said he was vulnerable and not able to defend himself, but defend himself from what? Like,
you know,
well, let's put it like this. Let's say you about to go to war. Or you just like on a planet, surveying the planet, and you got a handgun. And you see a motherfucker teleport in, shoot a bird with a laser gun, and teleport out. You're going to feel unsettled and vulnerable.
Yeah, like I don't have the gun. I don't have the firepower.
I'm not equipped. If that thing is angry, I'm not equipped to live.
Yes. And you know what? Actually, it's so funny that you actually stopped at that sentence, because that is part of the article that stuck out to me when I read it, because I can almost put myself in the shoes of seeing something so unbelievable that, you know, I can't do anything to, like, just know innately, like, I can't fuck with whatever I'm seeing right now. Like, this shit is, like, advanced.
So, so even though it wasn't necessarily a threat, you understand that if it became hostile, you're
probably done. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the unknowing, right? So it may not have presented itself as a threat. And what's probably even unsettling is you wouldn't even know it was a threat as soon as it became a threat. Like, it's how it was maneuvering and everything was so advanced. If it was a threat, you wouldn't know. It would be too late. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And so the scary thing too, I think, what I would perceive to be scary was, one pilot mentioned that it was obvious that the object was aware of them because it mirrored its movements, but then disappeared when they almost came face to face. So it's one thing if you're observing something in its own natural habitat, it's just doing whatever the fuck it wants to do, but has no idea that you're there. And then you might not feel so unsettled, but once you're like, oh, this nigga knows I'm here.
Yeah, so like you,
then let's disappears say like in hike. Your face, and you're like, oh shit. If shit
you want to hike down, and you see a wolf, and that wolf don't notice you, and you just see the wolf eating, you be like, okay, I'm just gonna go over here. But then you see that wolf, and that wolf's looking at you, and you take a step to the left, and the wolf take a step to the left, and you take a step to the right, and the wolf take a step to the right. You're like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
That wolf knows I'm here.
Whatever I'm afraid of might go down.
Yeah. See, and wolves know when it gets hot because they pussy the thermometer. Letting you know, wolf pussy, it's hot.
Okay, is that what wolf pussy is? I'm wondering, is wolf pussy hot? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I just,
oh yeah, didn't you?
I always thought it meant it looked like just gnarly. That's what I thought wolf pussy was about.
Wolf pussy would have to be hot. There's a lot of fur, right? Like,
yeah,
I think. Oh, so it's hairy,
musty, and musty.
Well, it's just it's very
why musty? I guess wolves would be musty.
It's very insulated.
Anyways, UAP.
Yeah. Next. So,
continue. Okay. So, the Fravor and Dietrich, which are the two pilots that observed this back in 2004, spoke about the so-called Tic Tac video from 2004, while former Navy pilot Lieutenant Ryan Graves described seeing UFOs every day for at least a couple of years in the restricted airspace off Virginia Beach. So one question I had about this, where I was reading a lot of articles, why only are they seeing these things above water? Like, there's not very many sightseeings like over like land. The majority of them were over water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was just kind of like an interesting thing to me, where it's like you're on Earth, humans are considered to be the intelligent species, and you're going to the one place where they are, that either tells us that we're not as intelligent as we think we are, or they don't recognize our intelligence if they are in fact UFOs. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think,
go on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think they're like, if they're over water, because I mean, at the end of the day, what's the best place to chill out and not be fucked with, right? In the ocean.
But if you came to Earth looking specifically for, well, again, we don't know what they're looking for, but we, in our own kind of conceited mindset, we would think they're looking for intelligent life, which would be us.
As soon as if they came to Earth, all they had to do was hit our atmosphere and see a bunch of satellites and know there's life here, right? They wouldn't even have to go to a land or where they see people, right? And I'm pretty sure, judging them, like mimicking the movements of the planes and shit like that, they're aware of us. They have to be. And they're like, if they're aware of us, they probably don't want to be touching down in the West Virginia Beach Walmart. They're gonna want to go somewhere where they can just chill out and not have cause a stir. Right? And just go under the ocean. If they're coming up out of the, did it say it was coming up out of the ocean or just seen over the ocean?
No, they always describe it as like an aerial kind of, I want to say the word spaceship, hovering above ocean waters, causing kind of like a, you know, like the water beneath it to fluff her up or whatever, but they never really can see any kind of propulsion. So it's like, it doesn't look like it's jet powered. It doesn't look like it's propeller powered. It just, they can't even tell where the source of propulsion is coming from.
Yeah, which would be like so super advanced. I don't know. Sometimes that's why I struggle with the whole alien thing. I just don't know why they would be so hidden. Why are they trying to hide? Like they would be so advanced. Like you're either here to like enrich our lives or you're here to fucking all your base are belong to us. Like that, I don't see any other way. You know what I mean? Like what would they just be here to collect data? Like you're fucking able to travel across the cosmos?
Yeah. Maybe they're just collecting resources.
Like what, stealing
or maybe
water?
Maybe this is just a, I mean, yeah, or this is just a stop-off point. Like, this is just a rest stop.
Like refueling.
Maybe they're just here refueling, hitting the salt. Maybe they're fueled by and salt water. I don't know. Like,
yeah, this, no. That's, hey, you know, you just never know, right? You never know what's out there, but.
We could be, Earth could be one giant gas station for these motherfuckers.
But then why not let that be known? I don't know. I guess to not disturb the local habitat? Like, that's just such a human concept in itself. Why would we... We're just going to attribute that to fucking worldly beings that are traveling the cosmos?
Hey, you know what,
I mean, but do we...
Neil deGrasse Tyson basically... Imagine you stopped off at a gas station that, you know, in the middle of the desert, there's probably like 50 million colonies of ants and termites. You're not going to stop by the local ant hill and be like, hey, guys, what's going on? You're just going to... Go to what you need and get the fuck out. Like, there is not even important enough for you to be like, you know, then maybe if an ant walks up to you, you might be like, hey there, little buddy, and like mirror its little movements and be like, all right, peace.
And if you're an asshole kid, you might poke the hill with a stick, but after that, you out. And the ants are being like, why are they not interacting with us?
Yeah.
We are ants.
Yeah, but I still think that's. You're reducing it to something that it could never be because ants are just so, like, they're just not doing anything. Like, we could be shooting at them, planes flying around, checking them out, taping them. Like, we could be hostile ourselves. It's not like, unless the aircraft was so much bigger, then I don't see why, like, because ants are tiny, right? Like, that's why they're just fucking inconsequential to you. You just step over them. Mm-hmm. But if the motherfuckers were just as big as you and they were peeking around the corner, well, you might be a little more weary when you pump gas. You know what I'm saying?
We're at the point where
I just want to add this in. One of the observations, and I don't know how they came to this conclusion, but the one pilot said it appeared that these units had no cockpits. So basically that they were almost pilotless and that they had no reason to think that they were anyone on board these ships. So these could be drones.
So was it see-through?
That's the thing. Like I said, I don't know how he came to this conclusion, but he said it appeared to be cockpitless and there was no evidence of a pilot or crew.
Hmm.
How he came to that conclusion, I don't know. But if that is the case, like that could be another reason why there's no interaction, because it could just be a drone surveilling.
Either that or they, because we don't, like you said, ants are so small and they're inconsequential to us for the most part as far as like daily lives or whatever the fuck we're doing, right? But that's us putting it in a human perspective, right?
Yeah, because.
Whereas it could be like the aliens could look at us like ants, but we could be just, they could be so advanced ahead of us that we're inconsequential to them. They might not even be from this dimension. Like, they're popping in, from what they're saying, they're, like, just disappearing, popping in and out. So, they might be from a different dimension. And when they see us, they're just like, oh, like, we're so advanced. They could be so advanced physically and mentally and da-da-da-da. They might just be beams of light that are in this craft, right? So, even if they could interact with us, we may be so underdeveloped.
I hear exactly. You know what I'm saying?
That and you mentioned that size is like for them. We value size. We think size is important, but to an alien, the size of an object might be so minuscule if your perspective is completely different where you're like, well,
Just you're looking well, at yeah, if you're like a beam yeah. of light and an incorporeal being, then you're not even worried about yeah. guns or whatever we have. Yeah. Like, you're just like, yo, these guys are nothing.
Because yeah. that's what I was thinking. When if they were hostile, what type of weapons do you think they would have on a... Because usually, like, when you look at the stuff we have, you could see the weapons on a craft. Or you see it emerge from, like, a different compartment or something like that, where this didn't look like it had any weapons. And if it did... They probably don't have like 50 caliber guns on it. So what type of weapons do you think? No, it's talking about bullets
and shit. Who knows yeah, what it is? So, or maybe it does. So we don't even know, man. It could just shoot fucking weird spores that attach to your face and fucking acid it off. Like, you just never could yeah, know. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Some Rick and Morty shit. COVID like, that's what from. I'm thinking. Some Rick and Morty shit. Like, yeah, it's COVID. Like, maybe that's how they have interacted with us. And next thing you know, we're on lockdown. Somebody fucked an alien.
That's probably why they don't keep fucking with us, because they're just like, yo, we threw little shit at them and they're just hiding.
You know?
Take what we want and bounce.
Glip Glorp over here sneezed in China once, and next thing you know, their whole fucking economy is shooting down.
Yo, like, if this episode's not named fucking Glip Glorp, then we did something wrong, because Glip Glorp's a dope name. Like, if they catch me, that's my name. That's my alias, Glip Glorp.
What's your name? Glip Glorp. Get that on a fake ID and shit, bro. Like McLovin. What's your name? Glip Glorp.
Sometimes I think about things, and this is kind of an abstract concept, but what if they don't even communicate with us because, like, their names and sounds they make are just, like, so complex? Okay, so here's an idea.
Incomprehensible. Like, we wouldn't even understand.
Yeah. Like, some of the Cthulhu demons, like, in the Cthulhu mythos, like, their names, they have, like, their names for them, but their real names... are like so fucked up, like it would fuck up your mind even trying to like conceptualize the way that yeah. word went together, and it would drive you insane. Like, could yeah. you imagine that? Like, that'd be crazy.
I kind of think the same thing. Like, there's, like I was saying, like, they could be beams of light and they're so advanced, like, even speaking in their native tongue, your head would explode, like the fucking tracers or whatever that movie is, where
scanners
they
just, or some shit.
Scanners, yeah, scanners, right? But then it's like, because I was like, when I was reading this, I was kind of diving down like the fourth dimensional rabbit hole and shit like that. And like, what if these aliens are from a different dimension? Then they wouldn't be aliens; they'd be transdimensional beings. And then you got to think about like, well, ghosts and shit like that can also be on another level of transdimensional beings. So it's not even like they're from outer space. They could be from space, like from our space, I guess, or here, but just a different plane of here. Mm-hmm. So then maybe they have been communicating with us. And that's why we have all these fucking ghost stories and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So maybe there's times where they communicate up with us and we just think it's fucking ghosts and spirits and demons, or someone's like touched by the Lord, or someone has a stigmata or something like that. It's just these transdimensional beings trying to communicate with us. And now they're just picking things that we would recognize. So maybe it's not even like you said, it's a drone, and they're like, they're only going to see us if we show them forms where they can comprehend and try and put something to it. So we can't fully say know what it is, but if a beam of light comes down and tries to communicate to you, we're going to be like, what the fuck? So if they're like, well, we'll just put this drone out there that looks like something that may already be what they can recognize, so we can comprehend it, right? But
and the funny thing is that whenever we really picture these kind of beings, like, not knowing exactly where their technology like is or is going, but we always picture them as like superior, when yeah. really they could be inferior in a number of ways. Like, what if they're just like, they look down, and like, what if like wind, okay, this is going to be really obscure and shit, but what if like air and wind like even burns them? So they're just like, they're just yeah. living in like acid winds with like, and we're just like, oh, nice day out, like in our shorts and shit. And they're just like yeah. fucking savages. Like, how are they living? Well, like, you just never know what adversity they would even be overcoming, because they're in a hostile environment as well.
Like, science.
You know, what's a good comparison to that, actually, Idol, is imagine a human being to say 5,000 years ago, right? They would look up and see a bird and be like, that is superior transportation yeah. technology that we couldn't even fathom at that time. So, like, and yet now today we understand that birds are obviously Well, not obviously.
Drones.
To us, we think they're completely... I'm just kidding. Yeah, they're completely inferior to us, right? But like, yeah, like we might see an alien be like, oh my God, that's amazing. They can do that. And meanwhile, that's the only thing they can do. Yeah, everything else is like just like to say, they're just dumb birds after that.
The crows and the pigeons and the motherfucking the magpies in this area have their own gangs. It's mad segregated. They be scrapping to the death. And I've seen many a dead and the pigeons suck. I've seen many a dead pigeon around the hood, like coming out my door. These niggas ain't drones. This is a dead live animal. Like this is a dead live animal. This is some nasty shit. But just to put it out there, they're having gang fights. And when I say that these they click up and have gang fights, you're like, oh yeah, because you know a couple of them scrap. Nah, bro. They have rumbles. I've seen a group of crows attack a pigeon. This pigeon flew off and came back with more fucking pigeons and fucked each other up across the street by the 7-Eleven. No lie. This shit's crazy. But the drones don't do that shit.
And that's one of the things that I even think of, like, even ideologically, like, Earth is just such a conflict planet. It is. Like, fucking bugs are eating each other under your feet, man. Like, it's fucking dog-eat-dog. Like, what if you came from somewhere that wasn't that? Like, imagine right? the savagery of Earth. Like, they right? might just be like, yo, we ain't making contact with these motherfuckers. Like, they'll just kill fucking... And even if they did hear stories of Glip Glorp getting fucking kidnapped, what did we do? We cut the nigga open, fucking had his entrails out, taped it, like, fucking, you know, well, alien autopsy what? Still plays to this day. Like, we're just savages, man.
But what happens if you fall off the truck at a safari by the lion exhibit?
To tear your ass
you
up.
Eaten. Exactly. So we might be the fucking equivalent to Tiger King's fucking little tiger enclosure. Like, we might be the same shit. Like, come to Glip Glorp's human enclosure. Have a ball. We have new drones. No more autopsies. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what if it was like that, though? Because, like I said, we always have these ideas because they've mastered space travel or whatever, that they would be the superior. But what if they're just like, do not get out of this fucking plane. Like, these motherfuckers will tear you up. They'll rape your women. Hide your kids. Because we probably would.
They will rape someone. Yeah. Would.
Yo, no, if you let aliens out, yo, there be fetishes and shit. Like, look at how
there already you know is, what? Bro. Those you seen those eggs?
We are horrible. Like, this is a planet of debauchery. Like, they just look in, fucking daddy's eating ass. Like, they're just like, yo, these guys just eat where they shit. Like, they don't give a fuck about anything. They're well, nothing.
Now,
don't
now I'm eating alien ass.
Eating alien ass. Yeah.
Alien ass might be clean.
It might be. That's a long trip though. Like,
you don't know the characteristics of alien. What if they like shit like Snickers, man? You'd be like loving it.
Okay, I'll let you like eat the Glip Glorp ass.
Give me Glip Glorp ass. I want to.
Yo, we say that now.
Wait. Is Glip Glorp male or female?
Glip Glorp's the male. Glip Glop is the female.
No, Glop is the male. Glorp is I don't know.
The female? Because she be glorping.
Okay, well, she glorping. Let me finish reading the rest of this thing. And then
real quick, you would eat Snickers out of alien ass because honey is just bee cum.
Exactly.
At so the end really, of the day, it's just all. This thing is done. This thing is leaving.
No, he ain't.
Oh no, I thought he was leaving.
No, he was getting himself another glass of honey.
Yeah, honey.
All over his face and to the Koopo ass.
What? That was so rad.
Okay. So go on, Glip Glorp, dude. What?
So that's how you end the segue is like honey dripping all over my face with anti-tekimpo. Okay.
Shit.
Back to the science. This is so out of context now, but so Pilot Favor has spoken out several times about the 2004 encounter, but this is the first time that Dietrich has publicly corroborated the incident as the second pilot on the scene. which I guess was pretty big because like this did happen in 2004. Nobody talked about it, or this one, the one pilot talked about it, but everyone kind of considered him crazy. And the reason why this is kind of super validated because the other pilot is basically embarrassed and said, you know, I actually didn't want, had I been the only pilot there, I wouldn't have said nothing because I didn't want to be looked at as a crazy. But then she decided to, I guess, apparently come out and say that she saw this. The Pentagon has previously acknowledged that a UFO video from that day is authentic. Pentagon officials have shifted their attitude towards wet-ass pussy, I mean UAPs, in recent years, amid concerns that the once taboo sightings might pose a real threat. Officials have publicly confirmed the authenticity of several leaked videos that they cannot explain, and they've launched a task force to investigate the phenomena in more detail. The Pentagon has also started to encourage pilots to be more open about the possible sightings, which I think is pretty unorthodox for a government to just tell their quote-unquote low-end, you know, employees to be open about what they see under government overwatch, but that's kind of interesting. Favre and Dietrich say they were teased by their colleagues after discussing their encounter in November 2004. Other Navy members have also spoken out about the strange occurrences that day, and the incident itself was documented in a military report previously published by KLAS TV in Las Vegas. A video also shows one of the strange objects in motion. The Pentagon has not been able to answer the many questions raised by the military encounters with UFOs. Many are hoping to get a few answers by the end of next month when intelligence officials are slated to deliver a sweeping UAP report to Congress. Republican Senator Marco Rubio has received classified briefings on UAPs and says he hopes that the unclassified report will eliminate the stigma that exists in Congress. So, to end this off, the big question, are these aliens, are they foreign intelligence technology, or possibly Russia or China, or is it just a hoax, or is it just a glitch or a visual mistake?
It's 100% not a hoax.
Yeah, they've already said that they did a bunch of research on the videos, and none of them were hoaxes, correct?
Yeah, and Pentagon's come out and said they wholeheartedly do not think these pilots are lying.
Well, not even that they wholeheartedly don't think the pilots are lying. They have the footage. They have these footages, and they have these videos, and coming from the... What's fucking up the Pentagon is they've released statements, right? The Pentagon's released statements saying this, like there's this one, I'm about to throw a couple into the Discord, but there's one where it was a triangle shaped object that flew over a warship, and the Pentagon said, yep, that's real, and we have no idea what it is or where it's from. The technology is, they say that the technology is hundreds and hundreds of years ahead of any known superpower on Earth that they know.
It would have to be.
So even, yes, it would have to be. And they said
to travel through dimensions or even those distances.
Well, not even like through dimensions, but just like how it's moving and how it's not picking up on any type of sensors.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's not true. So the one thing, and this is why I added that question in there, is this a glitch? Because the majority of these sightings are on like sensor systems, either radar or infrared. And these pilots are taught to like, basically you don't use your eyes out there. You're basically reading a infrared signal or your whatever piloting, I don't know what you call it, but you know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the thing. They said it could be just a glitch because you're not, a lot of these pilots aren't actually seeing these things with their naked eyes, but they're showing up on radar and they're showing up on infrared and they're unexplained.
But the ones I'm talking about are the ones that are coming on their cameras. The one that from the article that you have.
But when you look at that, it's not like a Panasonic camera. It's you're looking at like
it's a targeting radar system.
You're looking
at that's not radar. That's not radar. It's a targeting system that's operated by a camera and lasers. It's a targeting system. Okay. And the reason why the Pentagon is tripped up is because they had these and they would flash by the targeting system. This is why this one's so significant. You can hear them cheering. You can hear them cheering on this video is because they finally caught this on the targeting system and the targeting system was able to follow it and track it and stay with it.
But is the targeting system in like actual like visual camera or is it not just the recording?
Yeah, nigga, there's a video right here.
No, but
you didn't read your article?
But it just looks like radar or like X-ray.
No, that's like radar is a green screen that has a blip on it and it goes around.
No, but there's much more sophisticated radar which uses like X-rays where basically you're sending light and all you're doing is you're getting a reflection of the light. You're not actually visually seeing
anything.
That's
what cameras do. Isn't that what a camera does? Isn't that what a camera is? A reflection of light?
I mean, I
and that's how what images work. That's how your eyes work too.
I know. I'm not educated enough to really like argue this.
No, so did they only capture these things at night?
No, one of them was in day. So I put a couple of pictures in there. There's one that came from a pilot. It looks like a little puff of smoke. That one's hard to decipher. That one's in the daytime. The triangle over the warship was at nighttime. That's with their nighttime cameras and sensors and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is they're not coming up on regular sensor systems. So they're not showing up on the radar or like other like sensor or warning systems that they have, right? So the targeting system.
Why can't we get like an idle 4K digital picture? It's all just.
Because I don't think they have those type of things on. On like their aircrafts or anything like that. I think how they catch everything, like even when you're looking at the aircrafts that are bombing something through the drones, like the drones are down and on a static part, right? So the drones are focusing on the ground as far as when you see them explode or anything like that. Same with the warheads and stuff like that. But with a targeting system, you don't need something that's in 4K because the targeting system is just going to show you the object that you're targeting. You just need to be able to identify it, right? It doesn't need to be in high resolution or anything like that. But even looking at this, allow ads for the site. My ad block is fucking it up. But even with stuff like this, it's still a lot clearer than what you would usually get. But if you're military trained, you probably are looking at this with a better eye than what we are too, right? Because to us, it looks gray and black and da da da. They could probably decipher that shit, right? But yeah, that's what's fucking them up. And another thing is like the Pentagon was forced to come out with a statement on this. And they pushed it back and pushed it back. And I think just recently they came out on the statement on these and they were forced to admit that, like I said, we have no idea what they are. We have no idea who they are. We're not going to say that they're aliens. We're not going to say UFOs. They're UAPs now. But it's got motherfuckers nervous because they have no idea. And they're so advanced in their movements. These things are going at a certain speed, like a high speed in one direction and switch directions on a dime. Like
yeah, shit that just
exist.
Nothing can do.
Yeah,
they compared it to like it's crazy. Was it ping pong or like something like where it's like it's here.
So
it's
did
here,
it's so
here,
did they here. So did they change the acronym to quell human hysteria?
You think that would be that would make sense, right? You think that would be that would make sense? Like, well, if we call them UFOs,
people are gonna start thinking that.
Tripping and stuff like that.
Mars attacks is about to happen.
Yeah.
But when I hear UAPs, I just think Cardi B and Megan
Thee Stallion. Unidentified ass pussy.
I guess we've all had a little bit.
Speak for yourself.
Never.
This is a podcast about...
Okay, don't say speak for yourself. Just stay silent, nigga. Damn, throw me under the bus. And then
you threw yourself under the bus.
Nothing under the bus, man. We old, nigga. Lots has happened in 40 years.
I am not going with you. You have two tickets to hell, and I'm not getting on that bus with you.
Hey.
I'll visit you, but I ain't going.
So then, in a nutshell, do you guys think aliens are real?
I think we'd have to be real naive to think we're the only intelligent life on this planet when you look at the life on this planet and question its intelligence on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think of it in almost three ways. Are we the only life in the universe? I think absolutely not. Is there other intelligent life? I think absolutely. Are we even in the same stratosphere as far as being able to be on the same wavelength to communicate? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess thirdly would be, probably, are we on the same stratosphere? Like, yes, other life exists, but this nigga just laughing.
Anyways,
no, because this shit, nigga, you fuck with us. Like, you doing this on purpose? He's like,
we, no, I just, I'm
how's your thirdly, your secondly, nigga? Like, how you doing that to us, nigga? Seriously.
Fair enough, I don't know. Fair enough, under the general frameworks of life, I just don't. I mean, unless I think something like a species or something could exist much longer than humanity, because they say that even humanity will be gone in like X and X amount of years. Like, there will be a time when humans are extinct.
But we'll be beams of light.
No, we True. Will be extinct.
But anyways, so sometimes it's hard for me to believe. I'm not saying that life didn't exist or didn't at some point, but I just, if we're going to believe that we're just like little specks of nothing, I don't know. I just, the time frame just seems so, the coincidence would have to be insane for the millions of years that have, or billions, and then we've only, humans have only even been around for X and X years. Like, I don't know.
And that's coming from our resident conspiracy theorist.
I'm confused. What do you think? What are you saying about the coincidence?
Well, I'm just saying that, like, history is so long, right? Like, humans are but a blink in
Earthy
the history of the universe.
Yeah.
So, unless you think other species, like, can live much longer or something, I just think it would have to be an incredible coincidence in, like, a span of billions of years that two societies would exist in the same couple thousand years and actually interact or find each other. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how big the universe is. I don't know how they traverse it. I don't know what kind of things, like, that's why if they're alien, who fucking even knows what they're aware of?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't find that too unreasonable, because if the universe is as big as they say it is, the odds of there being life at a certain time is astronomical. So,
but the odds of it coming here,
I mean, all it would take is to come across a species that maybe has like a, let's even say a 10 million head start. Like, on Earth, life doesn't last that long.
But that's Earth why is, I said, unless you investigate the frameworks of life and how it could last, like, unless you're saying civilizations that are 10 million years old.
But what we consider, like, for humans to only last a certain, maybe on another galaxy, on a planet somewhere else, you know, 10 million years is like super, super short. So it makes sense that there would be a species out there that lasts much longer than us. So for them to come across us would be very reasonable. For us to come across them would be, I guess, crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but we're just looking at it from our standpoint, but from their standpoint, they'd be like, whoa, most civilizations that,
because
last
you're like
billions of years. You're the guy, you're the only ones that last, you know, a couple seconds. The rest of us live forever.
And if you, but with that too, if you're taking the expanse of the universe and you're saying with it, the universe being so large, there has to be a chance of that happening. But the more you use that of how large the universe is, the greater the chance that it happening is. The larger you put the universe is, the less of a chance they have of coming across us, because you're adding more universe to it, right? So there's going to be a less of a chance that those beings get to us because of the vastness of it too. So it's one of those things where it's like, if the universe is infinite, then what are the odds that they would come across us?
Sorry, I actually think it's the opposite of way. I think the odds of us coming across them becomes much harder. But if it's infinite, then they also have infinite amount of time that they could possibly survive and live and be around forever, and might have billions of years of technology. Mm-hmm. So it's easier for them to come across us.
But well, no, if it's infinite, it's going to be harder for them to traverse traverse to us in the universe, because the universe is infinite.
No, but
it's an infinite amount of time before them to get to us.
No, I understand what you're saying, but with that also comes the possibility of them having infinite amount of years of a head start and technology. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like if a species has been around for 10 billion years, which doesn't happen on Earth. Then they'll have
the technology to traverse the universe and see things. And
but for us, that's only been on Earth for X amount of years. Yeah, it's really hard for us to go out and find them. But for them, they might be like, that wasn't that long. Like, we live maybe 100 years. If you come across a species that lives for like 10,000 years and that's normal for them, they'd be like, shit, I could figure that out in 10,000 years. You'll never be able to figure it out in 100.
Right, but as a species, we've been around for 10,000 years, and we're just figuring out shit too, right? So
imagine a species that's been around for 10 billion years, if it exists.
Yeah.
So then why wouldn't they communicate?
Well, I think that has to do with our ego. Why do we think we're so important that they would want to communicate with us, right? Like, you come across an ant, your first instinct isn't, can I communicate with an ant? Or you might attempt to, and if it shows no reaction, we don't know. Maybe we see, like, the wind blowing, and that's, like, some alien being like, hey, can you see me? And we're just like,
who's to say that they haven't communicated with us?
You know, like,
who's to say that they haven't communicated with us, though? There's lots of reports of alien abductions and aliens going to people's houses and talking, like, dressed up like the whole Men in Black conspiracy and stuff like that, like the real Men in Black conspiracy and stuff like that. So who's to say they haven't communicated with us?
No, that's what I'm saying.
They're just not communicating with the government, because the last time they did, nigga got cut up.
I think it's asinine for people to think that if they did communicate with us, that we would be smart enough to even recognize it.
Asinine is a very strong word.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to think, like... Yeah. And you think about, like, the difference between DNA of, like, a human and a chimpanzee means that, like, the smartest chimpanzee in the world is barely the same equivalent of a toddler human.
Yeah, and that's, we've, like, tried to communicate with them.
That's what's going to be my point.
But that's like a couple degrees of DNA. Now, imagine you go, like, 10% the other way. That's immense. You know what I mean?
I think,
like, we don't even know what that would look like.
It's going to be tough for us to understand it, because we don't even know what level of thought that they're on. Because, like I said, I'm in the thinking that they might not even be, like, from outer space. They may be transdimensional. Mm-hmm. But they might be on some Erykah Badu incense pussy's wavelength, where they're just so, you know, it's so elevated above, just
different, like,
yeah, just different, yeah, exactly. And it's like, they're not going to communicate with us because they can't. If they did, our heads would explode. They're not from this dimension. They might be so, you know, that old, I can't remember what it is, but it's like, if you're 2D, you're not seeing what's in the third dimension, and if you're 3D, you're not really focused on what's 2D. 2D isn't really a thing, right? Like, we see 2Ds, but it's like, we do a drawing and then that's about it, type thing. To where they might not even be, we just might be flex specks in the wind to them.
Yeah,
that whole, they might come, they, that us seeing them might be a glitch in their matrix. It might be like just a flash in their pan. Right? To where it's like, if we have 5 minutes of a triangle hovering over a warship, that was an infinitesimal point of time for them where they didn't even realize that it happened, type thing too, right?
Yeah, right.
So that could be something.
Yeah, but every time
that we
try to interact, they bounce.
Right.
So there's gotta be some sort of,
it could be that, yeah.
But there's gotta be some sort of awareness.
That could just be our perception. Like, maybe they would have bounced anyways, but, or, you know what I mean? Like, we have no idea what their purpose or what their personalities like. Like,
so then do you think it's different sets of aliens and, like, visiting, or do you think it's the same over and over?
I mean, I can't give you an educated response to that.
Well, you're not going to know the answer, obviously, but what do you think?
I think the possibility is that there could be multiple types of aliens and species that have visited Earth and that were just on totally different wavelengths. Like, even when I use the example of like ants might even be too close. We've discovered viruses. And we've never even tried to communicate with a virus or even like, you know what I mean? Like all we do is try and kill viruses. And like, think of like the microscopic world, what that means to us. Like, can you imagine a species that looks at us like we're just microbiology, like fungus on a planet? Like we're not really like, even like we think we're intelligent. Can you imagine like fungus might be like, we're so smart. Imagine one day there's going to be a species that comes and visit us. And meanwhile, humans are trying to eradicate fungus every day. And they have no fucking clue that, you know, we're even existing. And like, what happened to Will?
No, I'm still here. My camera keeps freezing up, but I'm still here. I'm
trying to fix the camera. But I do get what you're saying. Like, if they're just so astronomical, like just so advanced, then I guess they would have no reason to communicate, but it still seems somewhat pointless to visit over and over. Or, really? Like you said, maybe it's not them visiting over and over.
Yeah, maybe it's... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe they're not visiting. Maybe they're just always here. Right? So, Idol, if you don't think it's aliens, what do you think that these phenomenon are?
That I don't know. That I was trying to think about. I was even trying to think about like advanced technology, but like you said, it would have to be so advanced, it just almost couldn't even be of Earth unless motherfuckers were playing like 4D chess at this point.
Yeah. Then we'd be fucked. But it does seem like the evolution of warfare has gone back to biological.
Which I don't know if that's what this is, but...
Yeah, exactly, right? So it seems like if they're playing 4D chess, this kind of doesn't look like the direction that it would be going into. Like, I'm thinking if it was like China or Russia or something like that, right? Because we really don't have... Because, I mean, at the end of the day, right? Well, biological and technologies through, like, the internet and stuff like that. I mean, Russia's warfare with us right now, or with the U.S., I guess you could say, is all through the internet and spying and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't... And I mean, at the end of the day, if one of the superpowers that didn't like the Western world had technology like this, or even if the U.S. had technology like this, I feel like if at this point when it's moving and doing what it's doing in these videos, they'd be using it as a chess move, like just hovering it in front of London for everybody to see. With a Chinese flag on it or a Russian flag on it, saying, say one more thing about Putin. And letting this thing show off how advanced it is and then fly it back, right? Like, if you're a superpower that has this technology, you're going to want to let it be known to your enemies so they know, okay, they're well ahead. Just like when Hitler was light years ahead with the rocket.
See, I feel like
throwing it on planes and shit, and he was using that shit and showing that to the... to the allies that we have planes that fly 10 times faster than your planes with a rocket strapped to the back of it type thing. Rocket power planes, stuff like that, you know?
See, I think humans would be a little too arrogant and like, it wouldn't be so secretive. Like, it would be like, yeah, look at me. It wouldn't be like, oh shit, disappear. Don't want you to see too much. Like,
I don't know. A part of me just thinks that if there was something that was visiting us over and over again, then I definitely think, why even let yourself be shown if you're so advanced? Unless maybe they don't know we're seeing them. Like, I just don't know why you hover around, make everybody question, but like, don't attempt to make any kind of contact. Like, what's the point? Like, I just don't.
Really? You can't see that? Maybe. For instance, like, if you were observing a virus and the virus is like, they can see us, but they can't see us, or like because of dimensions, or like even like an ant like sees a piece of paper, but they can't see above the piece of paper.
Maybe they have a prime directive. Don't mess with, like, maybe it's just like Star Trek. Like, don't mess with the ecosystem of the planets you visit. I mean, Spock fucks it. Spock and Kirk been fucking that up all the time.
But even,
especially Kirk fucking.
But why? Bitching, but why let yourself be seen?
Because maybe they maybe don't. Not they don't. They don't think there's any. I feel like they probably don't think there's any repercussions to being seen. Like, for instance, like when we observe viruses, imagine the viruses can see us. We have no clue. We think they're just. It's a virus. It does what it does. It's not intelligent enough. It has no idea. Like, and maybe there's a few viruses like, yo, shit, did you see that? And we're just like, we're way too in our own head to even care about what they think about us.
Yeah.
So
no, and I've heard analogies like that. Like when a jet plane lands beside an ant, the ant has no fucking clue what a jet plane, like it couldn't even begin to fathom what just happened. Like, so I do get that. I do get that.
It's just odd because nobody knows what it is. And the weirdest part of that is the U.S. government admitted that they don't know what it is. And I think that's scary because I don't remember a time when the U.S. government would come out and be like, yeah, they're real. And we have no idea what the fuck it is. Like, that's not U.S. That's not the U.S. government's MO. You know what I'm saying?
So then what's... So if you're... If your aim is public calmness, whatever I'm trying to say right now, why even bring out this information unless it's maybe to, is it to distract from something else?
You know, I know that is actually probably like the best point.
Well, sometimes like if you have a, but like if they didn't come out with it, it's already out and motherfuckers are just going to run with it. And people run with it and start making conclusions, and then they'll start pointing it at the government. This is a government. And then they start coming with conspiracies. And we've seen conspiracy theories get out of hand nowadays. You know what I'm saying? We've seen motherfuckers get killed because QAnon, and they thought that Trump was going to save them. We've seen a bunch of conspiracies get theories get out of hand, especially in how society is today with social media and everything like that. And I feel like, if it's not a distraction, it was they had to come out and acknowledge it just to kind of chill people out. I think the acknowledgement really chilled people out, right? And then they can get whatever they want from there, but at least they're coming out and say, if at least them coming out and saying that, yeah, this is real, we're not gonna say that they're UFOs or they're aliens, we're gonna give it a different acronym, we're gonna show what we feel is some kind of transparency, which it 100% isn't. But I think that kind of it's kind of chilling people out, because as much as people get into hysteria, they still find comfort in the government telling them shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's absolutely.
Still a good sect of people that are like, well, the government says this and da da da. Like, there's people out there that don't trust the government, but will eat shit because it's government.
Yeah, but let's all face it, man. You know? In the month of March, everybody was staying home and fucking worried about going to, like, because like, let's, until people start to question and look at stats and see things, everybody, like, of course you listen to the government. I mean,
and I think that's, yeah,
go on.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, I think that might have been the reason of it, but then, like, to your point, are they covering something, right? They're trying to distract you from something. But I've been going through the news reels and like what has been popping like crazy popping that we needed distracting from.
I don't know when did this story break.
Oh, this has been going on for,
so the incident happened in 2004. I think the initial story broke in 2017, and
yeah, this, it's been for a few years when this has been in talks. They had you know those I don't know, it's like they have the politicians sitting up there and people at the table.
Oh,
and they're asking questions. Yeah, yeah. So Congress is asking questions and they're answering the questions. That's been going on for a little bit. And then they, Inquisition? I don't know if it's the Inquisition. I don't think that's
the basically, right. It's just a Congress hearing.
Yeah. And then, so for a few years deciding to put them out and saying that they exist.
But it's just recently that the U.S. I want to say either NASA or like
the Navy. It was 2018 when they did the confirmation. No,
where they're basically like they're not lying. Like,
yeah,
we're not confirming that they're aliens or nothing. But like what they saw, they saw. It's not like there is just people making shit up.
Yeah, they're confirming shit was real. And to have to come out and say our military personnel aren't lying. What the military personnel's cameras picking up aren't lies or glitches or da da da. Like, because they couldn't explain this shit away.
Well, they can't say it's not glitch because they don't know what it is. So, Neil deGrasse Tyson said it best. He's like, they don't know. That's all you can say is we don't know. Yeah. You don't have to make up an answer. You just have to say there's something we saw and we don't know what it is. We might find out. And one of the things that they did find out, there was this one space guy, astronaut, and he saw like these three dots and they were like in a perfect formation. And then he saw a fourth dot come and join the formation. It was like these bright lights. And he thought for sure this is like an alien interaction because like they were in space and like the only thing you can see is like lights and those like it was too small to be like a star or like an asteroid. And then only to find out that
it was a drone celebration or something.
No, it was literally like a spaceship from like a couple years ago. And it was a Russian spaceship. The astronauts took a piss. The piss crystallized in space and now is floating around the earth and they just happened to come across piss being illuminated by the sun and they thought it was aliens, but it's just Russian urine. So there's so many different types of like glitches and like there's usually an explanation for everything, you know.
Yeah, there's one where a whole bunch of people like they saw like floating formations and everything like that. And it was like a whole city saw the shit. And it turned out it was, I think this was in China maybe, but it turned out it was just they were doing dry runs of this drone celebration where they were going to do a whole bunch of drones that were going to make pictures in the sky and shit like that. But they had that explanation. But like you said, there's usually an explanation. So even if they make shit up, like at this point, they said, we don't have an explanation for this. We can't make this up. You can't say this is a weather balloon. We can't say that they sat there and said, we can go through every single explanation. It's not going to explain away what this is. We have to tell them we don't know what this is. We don't know where it's from. Have a good day. Stay. We're all in this together.
Yeah, but the one thing I heard Neil deGrasse Tyson say is like, everything glitches, like everything, like the most expensive, perfect computer will have glitches. Mm-hmm. So it's not crazy for things to have a glitch. And mm-hmm. when you talk about humans seeing things, one of the biggest powerful things was that the human mind will always fill in the blanks. So if you see something you don't understand, your brain will force a narrative that makes sense to you. And that is very super common. So every time you hear these guys saying, no, I saw something, it was crazy. It's like, you might think you saw something, but you really didn't.
Yeah, maybe it was just
but the craziest part of that, you might think what I saw was crazy. Well, no, what you saw, you had to comprehend what it was. And you comprehended it as crazy. So what you actually saw was probably even crazier. Yeah. But you couldn't comprehend it. Or you could have been staring at it, sitting in your car staring at a shadow for 5 hours thinking it was the Headless Horseman. Like at the end of the day, your brain is going to comprehend shit like weird. You're exactly right. Closing thoughts though, are these aliens, do aliens exist?
I was playing a little bit of a devil's advocate, but it is hard to believe that there isn't something out there somewhere, especially if the universe, even as big as it is, even if we're just like an infinitesimally small chance. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that chance has to occur somewhere else in some capacity.
Yeah. It's just based
even
on
if it's like beings, even if it's like beings of light or something, I think there there has to be something else out there for sure.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
I think we're all in. I think we're all in agreement. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jay Thaddeus. This was a wonderful subject.
Absolutely.
This is very talking, thought-provoking.
To finish it off, though, do you think aliens have a better flow than Jay-Z, though? Like, you think they'll have hotter music? Like, you think there's, like, a UFO Pusha T out there that could just wrap bars around niggas?
And if you want to hear the answer to that question, you're going to have to listen to the mini-sode on our Patreon, patreon.com. I forgot to plug that. I'm going to have to do some extra recording tomorrow morning. Patreon.com/AllTheSmokePodcast. Y'all got time for a quick mini-episode, 15, 20 minutes?
Sure. Did Ida listen to that Pray for Haiti?
I listened to some of it.
Okay.
All right. So, Ida, where can they find you?
You can find me at Idle on all streaming platforms, Idle on Facebook, and at Idleverse on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, everything. Yeah.
You know the deal. Google me, baby.
Illuminati with a one on all streaming platforms. Most importantly, All the Smoke Pod on Twitter, _ I Want All the Smoke Podcast on Instagram. And www.iwantallthesmokepodcast.com. Become a patron. You get the mini episodes. We're about to have a mini episode after this one that you'll be able to get to on a patron. Patreon. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Patreon or something. Patreon.com/AllTheSmokePodcast. Different tiers where you subscribe. Support your local podcast and get some extra content. So, yeah, that was episode 142. If I Want to Smoke, the UAP, the WUAP episode.
That wet-ass alien pussy.
The UWAP, unidentified wet-ass pussy. Unidentified alien pussy. I don't know. Whatever. That's the podcast. We are done. So peace out, and we'll catch y'all next week, unless you go and listen to the mini episode.
Exactly.